somewhere in between this wet dream. It seems I never should have let you go. Now that you've returned, I yearn to learn all the feelings you never dared to show. Coming to this wet dream eternal, pretend I am you and let's oh, somewhere in between that dream.
Welcome to Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray Lager. I'll be filling in for Deborah Lucero today. This program focuses on arts, cultural tourism, and economic development through the arts and culture, and also our local historical assets here in Butte County. Today's program, we're going to focus on some different interviews about some upcoming events, Feather Fiesta Days, also Theater on the Ridge, and BCACTV. Thanks for joining us. Our membership drive is going on. Please give us a call at 895-0131 and show support for informational programming on KCFR. Alrighty, I'm here with Bob Marciniak. Bob, what's your title over there at the City of Oroville?
Sure, my title is Program Specialist.
And he's really kind of the events coordinator, kind of the main guy when there's something big going on. And we're checking in with him today about the Feather Fiesta Days, which is coming up, which is the Oroville Spring Celebration. It starts on April 30th and goes through May 7th, and it's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
So on April 30th, it kicks off with the Oroville Beer Festival, and that's going to be from 1 till 6 p.m. in downtown Oroville. And that's put on by the Native Sons of the Golden West, is that right?
Yes, that is.
All righty. And always a good time. I understand it's also a beer and wine festival going on, located in the historic downtown on Hontoon Street.
In front of the Native Sons office.
Nice. And that should be a I attended that the last couple of years. Always a good time. And you know, we know how Butte County loves its beer festivals.
Well, and they're going to have some food trucks and just kind of wonderful time for everybody and some music and obviously some cold beer.
Yeah, lots of it. And then also Bidwell Bar Days is also on Saturday, and that's from 11 to 4. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Bidwell Bar Days, well, that's up at Lake Oroville, and it's at the historic Bidwell Bar Bridge, which is across the Oroville Dam into the parking lot area on the far west side. And it has been going on for many years, and the docents up there are all dressed in period costume. They have lots of fun things to do, a lot of great things for children to do. And it, as I said earlier, it's a historic event, and it celebrates the original building of the Bidwell Bar Bridge, which was moved when Lake Oroville was officially built.
Oh, you're right.
Some almost 60 years ago now.
Yeah, and that's, of course, that did it used to be called Enterprise? Is that where Enterprise was also located?
Well, Enterprise was one of the towns that that reside at the bottom of the lake.
Right.
Actually, at the bottom of our very full lake at the moment. So
yeah, there you go. And needless to say, The host of this program, Deborah Lucero, her grandparents were from Enterprise, believe it or not. How's that?
Great. They don't have snorkels or anything.
No, they're out of there now. Yeah, they're out of there now.
Good.
So, and that's a free event, Bidwell Bar Days, free to attend, free parking. There's live entertainment. There's gold painting, candle making. And then, of course, there's food and crafts available for purchase. And is that connected to state parks at all? Or
it's actually connected to the Lake Oroville Visitor Center, which is staffed by the California State Parks and Recreation Department.
Okay, very good. Let's see, also on Saturday, Golden Native Sons are going to be doing a poker run, and that's going to start at 11 a.m., and that'll kind of correspond with their beer festival that starts a little bit later that day. And there's also a fourth annual barbecue rib cook-off at the Eagles Club from 2 to 5:30, also in downtown Oroville on the corner of Montgomery and Myers. And there's also a, looks like there's going to be an Eagles tribute band at Feather Falls Casino that night. So
wow.
A lot of things going on next Saturday.
Yeah, actually, I mean, if you can't find something to do in Oroville, you're either sleeping or you're not looking very hard.
Well, we have a Facebook page, Feather Fiesta Days, to give you all the info. Now, let's see, on Wednesday, May 4th, the Chinese Temple, which was closed last year for renovation, is now reopened, and they're going to be doing a open house and tea starting at noon till 4 p.m.
That's correct, yeah. Actually, the city over the past year has put a little over $500,000 in improvements and refurbishing, including securing all of the areas that have the antiquities in them. And there is now a beautiful red entry gate that goes into the courtyard where the tea is going to be. So it's an event that you won't want to miss. Normally, it's $3 to get into the Chinese Temple and Museum Complex. It's free on Wednesday, May 4th. And as Ray said, it's from noon to 4 p.m.
Yeah, and that's at 1500 Broderick Street.
That's correct.
Right on the river, man, right across
the river. It's actually just below the levee. It's right off of Montgomery Street, and there is good signage. If you follow the green line signs when you get off Highway 70, or if you're local, once you hit Montgomery Street, you will see the green line, which is painted down the middle of the street, and it actually takes you to our museums and to the parks and also all the way up to the lake and back.
Nice. That's a beautiful beautiful place, a real gem, too. I mean, there's antiquities there that are nowhere else in the world.
That's correct.
Some really treasured items there. We get visitors from all over the world there, and it's something that a lot of people don't know exists in Butte County.
Right. Well, besides the tea, you'll also get a fortune cookie, which might improve your odds of having good luck. And they are also serving almond cookies.
Nice. I love those Asian almond cookies.
I do, too. I may go over at 3:45. Or no, at not 3:45, 11:45. And get in line so I can be one of the first ones.
There you go. Also on Wednesday is the Oroville Farmers Market. And that's going to be between Montgomery and Robinson Street on Myers. And that goes from 4 to 8. And also the community concert has been moved to Wednesday, but it's going to be in the State Theater this time.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, so the Oroville Community Concert Band, which is a large piece orchestra, will be doing a Pops concert. It's free to attend. It starts at 7:30 p.m., and that's at 1489 Myers Street in the historic State Theater.
And that theater is a real gem. It has wonderful acoustics.
Okay.
But you know what you didn't mention?
Yeah, what I missed.
Was the Bolt's Antique Tool Museum.
Oh, that's
They
right.
also do an open house on Wednesday, May 4th. They invite everyone to come in. Bud Bolt and his wife, Layla, have been running this antique tool museum for over 10 years now. Bud's been collecting for many years beyond he wants to remember. He's in his 80s, and they currently have over 15,000 tools. And it's not just the tools like wrenches and things that people seem to think. The word Bolt happens to be his last name. And so it's really an antique tool museum. It has barbed wire collections. It has old kitchen utensils. It has interesting displays. Just a whole lot of great things to see. And that's located also on Broderick Street, just down from the Chinese Temple. So you could go to both events on that day and have a wonderful afternoon or early evening.
Oh, that's great. Great place to take the kids as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's going to kick us up to Friday, May 6th, and Friday things really start to get going. I love this one. The 69th annual Kiwanis Kitties Parade is going on in downtown Oroville at Pine and Meyer Street, and I've attended that in the last 5 or 6 years. Really fun event. It's free for kids to enter. The theme is My Favorite Superhero. Kids are welcome just to show up in costume and participate in the parade. It's pretty much the cutest thing you're going to see.
And their theme this year, Ray, is?
My Favorite Superhero.
Right. Yeah, so all the superheroes can come. The parade actually is between Myers and Pine, but it's on Bird Street.
Oh, yeah, on Bird Street.
Which is one block in from Montgomery. And as we like to say, when you hear the little tiny wheels rolling, the parade has begun.
There you go. And it'll take you right in front of the State Theater as well.
Well, and the other thing is, guess what? It happens to be the first Friday of the month.
That's true.
And the Historic Downtown District does something interesting on every first Friday.
The different Downtown Business Association shops have a margarita tasting.
It's margarita tasting, and I think there's going to be some salsa tasting, and just a fun time for everybody.
Yeah, that sounds like a great thing. And it's nice that it coordinates this year with the Kitties Parade.
It is.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I've gone to the, in December, I went to the wine and chocolate tasting first Friday, and that was pretty darn fun as well.
Yes, it was. I think I remember that.
I think I saw you there. Also on Friday is, this is kind of an all-day thing as we get ready for the big day on Saturday, is the Feather Falls Casino Show and Shine, which is a car show, hot rods, chili cook-off, live music, beer garden, again, free admission, and that's going to be out there at the casino. And I understand they get over 1,000 people attending and about 350 cars out there.
Yes, they do. Yes.
Yeah, that's a... That's going to be a big event, and again, feed you right into the Kitties Parade and the first Friday with the Downtown Business Association having a margarita tasting. And man, I can't think of a more perfect way to roll into Friday night.
I can't either.
And then on Saturday, of course, is the big day. Even though Feather Fiesta Days is spread out over about an 8-day period, this Saturday, always the Saturday before Mother's Day, is the big day. And things start off with a pancake breakfast at the Eagles, right downtown Oroville, Myers and Montgomery Street, right in the heart of the historic downtown. That goes from 6 a.m. to 10. And then at 10 o'clock, pretty much everything gets going. You have the Gold Rush Car Show, which is hosted by the Oro Dam Cruisers, and there'll be over 500 of the nicest cars you've seen in a long time. I love that car show. There's always so many great vintage cars down there. And then the big parade, which is put on by the Exchange Club, starts at 10 a.m., and that starts at Mitchell and 5th Street, is that right?
They take off from Harrison Stadium, and you could either line up on 5th Avenue, or you could go down, Fifth Street. You could also be on Montgomery, which then leads into the historic downtown area. The parade sometimes runs as long as 2 hours.
Yeah, there's always seems to be a lot of entries, always a fun time, great family time. The streets are literally packed. Bob, what do we think last year? We had 20,000 people down there?
At least, yes.
Yeah, always a fun time. Bring your lawn chair if you want to get there early. You'll see people. I usually get there about 6 in the morning, and lawn chairs are already lining up.
That's correct.
So people take it pretty seriously. Along the route on, is it 3rd Street where you'll find St. Thomas the Apostle?
Absolutely, yeah. 3rd and Montgomery or 3rd and Bird, they occupy most of the block there.
And they have a big Spring Fest, which is a lot of interactive kid games. It's free. It's a great place to take the kids and let them run wild for a couple hours. There's also food and music available, and that's going to start at 11. There's a beautiful handmade craft and artisan fair at Sank Park at the Lot Home, which is hosted by the Oroville Docents Association.
Correct.
And they do these handmade donuts right there. They go like crazy. They also have food available, and that starts at 9 a.m. till 4. That's always a really popular place. Great place to find handmade gifts in that. And then the Exchange Club Parade, of course, starting at 10, going until about 1. There's also some card making for Mother's and Father's Day card making in Sir Optimus Park, which is a nice little kids' activity. There's a big street fair hosted by the Downtown Business Association in the parking lot right at Hontoon and Montgomery Street. You can't miss it, kind of leading into the heart of downtown. There's the chili cook-off hosted by the Oroville Police and Fire Association. They have a big beer garden, chili cook-off, live music, and that is on the corner of
Hontoon and Montgomery.
Hontoon and Montgomery this year, okay.
And Lincoln and Montgomery.
Yeah, and Lincoln, there we go.
It actually occupies almost a full half block.
Yeah, that's always packed. That goes from 11 to 3. And my suggestion is if you want to taste the chili, get there early.
Right, right.
There are literally thousands of people that go in there. They've got some good bands that always play. It's one of those places people go in, you never see them again. So, and a new addition we had last year, which was wildly popular, not that I was there, but is the Native Sons of the Golden West have a Bloody Mary and beer garden that is next to their clubhouse, let's say, on Hontoon Street. And nice place to cool your heels off, and they have a variety of cocktails for your choice, and beer and wine also.
Right, and then, of course, lined throughout the streets in the historic downtown district are all of the cars from the car show.
Yeah, hundreds and hundreds of cars.
Hundreds of them, as well as additional booths and additional entertainment at the corner of Myers and Bird Street.
Yeah, also known as the Hub.
The Hub.
A.K.A. the Hub.
And something new that's been we've been watching happening actually over the last several weeks. The corner at Myers and Montgomery used to be a bus stop. And that has been purchased by the Miners Alley Brewery Company, hard word to say.
Yeah.
And they are transforming that into Union Square. They actually put up their gazebo entrance yesterday, or their pergola entrance. Has a beautiful wrought iron fence around it that is getting a patina look to it. Has great big mature trees. If you go to the City of Oroville Facebook page, you can see some pictures of this particular project and transformation. And they plan on being open for the Feather Fiesta Days Day.
That'll be a very popular place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it looks really good. I was down there the other day. They've done a lot of great work. And things are happening. You know, the if you're downtown and you haven't been downtown Oroville for a while, you'll notice that the Oroville Inn, historic Oroville Inn, is being remodeled. The exterior looks great. Are they scheduled to open in the fall, August or September?
They originally were hoping to open in August. It's actually affiliated with the Lyman's College in Oroville, but I've heard recently that it may be November.
Maybe November, yeah. It's going to look great. There's a total transformation going on, and the addition of Miner's Alley opening up into that bus turnaround area is a. First of all, it's a great location.
Right.
I mean, it is the heart of downtown. The river is literally across the street. You can't get much closer. And of course, you got the municipal auditorium. You got a huge parking lot across the street. It's perfect.
Absolutely, and you have the quaint shops scattered throughout the downtown.
Yeah, things are happening. Alrighty, Bob, thank you so much. Again, I'm speaking with Bob Marciniak from the City of Oroville about Feather Fiesta Days, and that's kind of what this program, Butte Views and Beyond, is going to focus on today. Thanks for your time, Bob, and I'll probably see you on Friday, huh?
I'm sure you will, Ray. Thank you very much for calling and having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Alrighty, take care.
And we look forward to seeing all of you in Oroville.